The growing number of Cumbrians turning to emergency handouts to eat now have access to fresh fruit and vegetables in at least one of the county's food banks. In what's thought to be a county first, food parcels from Barrow's Food Bank will include fresh food, all thanks to local allotment holders. Food bank use across the county has dramatically increased over the past 3 years. Barrow Food Bank says it fed 1,000 more people at Christmas than it did in 2012, while West Cumbria's Food Bank has seen one of the biggest increases in demand in the UK over the past year, a jump of 76%. However, despite increasing levels of obesity and indeed concerns over poor diets, food banks have stipulated that only non-perishable goods can be donated. Well, BBC Radio Cumbria's Furness reporter Neil Smith is at the Ulverston allotment that is donating their extra produce, and he joins us now. Morning again, Neil.
Good morning again, Mike Guest. This is Dragley Beck Allotments in Ulverston, not the only one in Ulverston, one of a number of allotments here where people are picking up their vegetables, picking them and harvesting them, and their fruit as well, and then leaving them on certain people's allotments. They then parcel it off, send it off to the food bank. It's a real scene of grow your own abundance around here. I was trying to sort of draw up a mental list of all the stuff I can see, and I'm not going to manage all of it, but as well, we've got rhubarb growing away, we've got beans, we've got chard, we've got various types of cabbage, we've got sweet corn growing away behind us, leeks, pumpkins looking like sizes of footballs over there. Real scene of abundance, as I say, and some of that abundance now heading towards the food bank. Now, I'm with Linda Collings, who has a plot here, also fellow allotment holder Helen Shacklady. Morning to you both. Where did this idea then come of donating some of your surplus to the food bank?
Good morning. I attended a meeting with Movement for Change, and I was really interested. I could relate to helping out the allotment, because sometimes allotment holders have a glut or a surplus and don't know where it can go. So I thought, right, get involved and somewhere for the produce to go to, and involve other allotment holders such as Helen.
And Helen, you really can have too much sometimes, can't you, if you have an allotment?
Yes, I mean, this time of year, this year's been particularly good for courgettes and related plants. So I have had an abundance of courgettes this year, whereas 2 years ago I had none. So, and runner beans have done very well this year.
And so this is about giving away stuff which otherwise, I suppose, you'd give to friends, or you'd just frankly stick on your compost heap, isn't it?
Sadly, yes. A lot of allotment holders I know have arrangements with friends and relatives, and they hand over stuff in a kind of barter system. I mean, a friend gives us fish at the right times of year, and then we give them vegetables. But even then, there is sometimes stuff left over that can be used rather than put on the compost heap.
Now, some critics of food banks have pointed out that while the food boxes are nutritionally balanced, they're not necessarily nutritionally rich, because anything in a tin or a packet is processed. It's not got the best fresh fruit and veg sort of vitamins in them that you get if you were picking it fresh.
Exactly. So it's nice if there is a surplus of food at the allotment, you can add tinned tomatoes, various things, and use up your produce from your food bank, from your tins. If you've tinned tomatoes, you can add your courgettes and your pumpkins and have a nutritious meal.
How easy was it then to turn this good idea into practice?
Very easy. I overheard someone on our allotment saying, oh, what a shame we can't give this to the food bank. And I just remembered it. And then by chance, we were at a Movement for Change meeting with Charlotte Smith. And at the end, I kind of casually mentioned what I'd overheard. And from then on, it was very easy. She contacted the local food bank, and they were very receptive to the idea and very happy just to have a table of produce that people could take if they wanted it.
Now, the Barrow Food Bank says these donations are priceless because they transform what they say, they admit, is a rather boring box of tinned food. So how does that make you feel?
Fantastic. Myself, personally, in the past, it was very difficult, you know, bringing up a young family, being a single parent. So I would really appreciate that. You know, that my circumstances were like that now, I can relate, and that's why I want to get involved.
Yes, it's the same here. I mean, I've had times when I'm really been, you know, dependent on friends and family for support. And I think it's, any one of us, our circumstances could change for the worse, and we could end up depending on the food bank. And we have to think, what would we like if we went there?
So it's now working here in Ulverston, donating to the Barrow Food Bank. But the Barrow Food Bank serves Ulverston, it serves Barrow, it serves Milham. Can more allotmenteers across Furness, across Cumbria get involved in it, do you think?
Yes, hopefully. And that's what we're hoping for today. The allotment holders in Ulverston are hoping that, you know, this goes across Cumbria and it'd be fantastic. It's somewhere for your produce to go, that you can share and you feel good about it. And we all need help at some point or another. And I think it would be fantastic through this programme if this continued. It's quite simple, as I say, Movement for Change. I'm so glad I got involved because I think it's a fantastic scheme.
Yes, I agree. That's what I think.
Well, Linda Collings and Helen Shacklady, thanks very much for joining us here. Now, Mike from Dragleybeck Allotments in Ulverston, I'm now off to the Barrow Food Bank HQ to see how this produce is being snapped up.
BBC Radio Cumbria's Neil Smith, and that report from the Food Bank is coming your way after 8 o'clock this morning.